Yo, yo, this is the WrestleHolics Podcast. I am Drew.
I'm DC Hendrix.
We have no Kurt here today.
Yeah, it felt weird. It felt weird starting off like that, didn't it?
It feels weird as hell. We got a missing big body here.
Yeah, we're missing Kurt on this episode.
I am letting Kurt know all these jokes for this. But yeah, this is like.
Know you're listening.
This is the first time me and Deja ever podcast. It's just me and him now.
That's right.
Yeah, this is
all the years we done known each other, all the years we've both been podcasting.
We never invite each other to each other's podcast.
Nah.
We fake.
Yeah, what's up with that?
We are fake.
Never got one invite to Block to Block.
Bro, I ain't never get an invite to Music Vibes. I love to be with Wiz.
That's true.
Look, I would love to be in the background. Wiz.
My bad.
Let me get an eighth.
My bad.
Man, yeah, you a celebrity, man. The voice of the city, man.
It's good to be on here though, y'all. We got to keep the podcast rolling. It's a lot going on in WWE right now. So Drew and I had to dig a little deep, man. We missing Kurt on this episode, but I'm sure he'll be back for the next one.
Oh no, for sure. So shout out to him though. Man, it's been an interesting 2 weeks. I'm about to say last time everybody heard from us, we were doing the Bray Wyatt episode and then a little WWE recap. And now since then, man, we done had a lot going on, man. WWE releases is a big thing. Some old faces then arrived.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to start off with, let's go with these WWE releases, man. Dan, when you want to talk about, I already know who I want to talk about.
Go ahead. You guys.
Man, I just want to say congratulations to this release from maybe it was Triple H, maybe it was Shawn Michaels.
Yeah,
hey, maybe Vince came out the woodworks, but we finally got the release of Top Dollar. Boy, I've been waiting for this. Oh, y'all, I know Top Dollar. He might hear this. He might not like me, Andrew, but I've been so happy. Hey,
I'm going to tag him. You know he follow me on Twitter.
He might fight me. Like, listen, hey, I'm fine.
Hey, that's not me, bro. I promise.
Hey, man. Man, I've been waiting because that move never made any sense to me. I wish we was now. This is where I wish we was recording like video. I want y'all to see the smile on my face, man.
He is too. I ain't never seen Drew smile this hard,
dude. Man, I've been so happy. But going down this list, man. Sorry, Top Dollar, but
I mean, dang, brother lost his job, man. Like, dude is unemployed.
I ain't never been
bro.
So happy about someone being unemployed.
Oh
right?
Man, no
he'll,
love.
You'll get back on your feet. Heck,
no love.
But I'm just looking through the list right now as we talk, and
the only ones that hit me a little bit. Number one is Ziggler, man. You know, and it's a lot. You know, some people have spoke out since then. I think Kurt Angle was one of them Booker T. Booker T was one that spoke out, and he made a really good point, man. You know, with Dolph Ziggler, and it's hard to admit this because I'm a big Ziggler fan, always have been since I first started watching him. But, you know, for like the last decade, Booker T pointed out, like, it almost feels like he just got complacent. You know, he's like, I'm just going to ride this wave and ride this out as long as possible. He never really like did anything to, you know, he hasn't really done a whole lot after he won the title.
Never proved that he is still a main eventer.
Yeah.
I've loved him. Obviously, friends have done his entrance these last decade. I just never like felt like an Intercontinental title. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's cool. But I was like, mm-hmm. That's still beneath him a little bit. All right, give him a world title. Mm-hmm. Okay, you kind of put him over a lot of people that deserve, like I said, Seth Rollins. So that wouldn't have made no sense.
Yeah.
Now you're kind of looking at things like, all right, what do we kind of do with him? Do we make him a gimmick? I think they kind of tried that a little bit, but I'm happy they didn't like fully commit to that because that would have been, it seemed like you were trying to get him out of there by then.
Yeah.
Like you said, he rode the wave as long as he could. And it's not like, I'm not mad. I wish there was something for him. I just don't want to see it leave out offer like a release like this.
Yeah, I mean, so they tried, and this is where I think WWE ruined the rest of his career in WWE, and I think that's when things turned for the worse. But it got better before it got worse. Mm-hmm. And it got better a few years ago when he went back down to NXT along with Bobby Roode, which they should have left them together. I don't know why.
I'm glad you mentioned that because that was a thing. What was it? 2019, we had the bubble or whatever
they
called it, the Thunderdome. I thought that was going to be like a tag team for the next few years. Like, they fit with each other. It's just, well, Bobby Roode does have his injuries, but then also, what do you think? You thought they would have kind of released him too in this
Yeah, I mean, The problem is, I think he's I think he trains a little bit too. So I think he trains. Yeah. So I think that's a that's something that I think something that yeah, hey, just like any other job, you got to learn as much as possible.
I got two.
The more, yeah, the more you learn, the better. Yeah. But yes, I thought that revamped him a little bit when he won the NXT championship and was feeding with Bron Breakker. I thought that revamped him a little bit. But the problem you face is this guy at that point was 40 years old still. He's 43 now. But he was 40 years old. What are you going to do? Keep this 40-year-old guy in NXT and be taking up roster spots from other people? It's a rough position to be in if you're WWE.
It sucks because I'm just like, I don't want to see him go nowhere else. I'm so comfortable seeing him as a WWE guy.
Yeah.
I don't want to see him. Well, let's be honest. I don't want to see him in AEW. I'd rather see him in something like New Japan, maybe.
You know that's exactly where he's going. He's going to AEW.
I don't want to see it just because I don't see see nothing special, at least. I mean, that sucks to say. But I don't see no
shots fired at AEW.
Sorry, but I don't want to see him going there being a world champion because it's like, bro, I feel like you gotta put your time in now. Like how this last 2 years been? Like, no, you gotta put your time in to be a
yeah,
top
you can't
dog.
Just go to AEW yeah. and take over.
It's not
that,
the time
that
when we have a 3-day champion and then we got about 10 different champions in the last 3-4 months. No, I'd rather you just do something different.
Yeah.
Like, hey, do a Cody Rhodes.
Yeah,
not saying you're going to get the same result as Cody did from it, but it's just more like, all right, bro, let's get these other fans, your other fans outside there, like, let them see you.
Yeah, let's see what you can do.
Yeah.
And let him, I'd say let him create a character and let him go with it. I mean, he's a veteran. He's put in his time. I feel like he's earned the right to get that kind of freedom. You know, and get a little bit away from that Shawn Michaels persona that he WWE.
Now that you say it, I'm like kind of looking like. Damn.
Yeah, it was Shawn Michaels 2.0. That's what it was. I mean, he literally did the super kick and then
the flip of the hair.
Yeah, and it's, so let AEW. I'm actually a little bit excited to see that. You know, and that's the good thing with wrestling today. Mm-hmm. When there's releases, you know, it's not the end, right? Because like back in the day when you got cut from WWE. Like, there was nowhere else to go.
No, there was.
And now, you know, now, fortunately, there's all kind of different wrestling companies. You can go to Impact. You can go to AEW. You can go to Japan.
Hey, you can go to, Booger T on show.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many different wrestling companies that you can go to now. So that's the good thing.
Mm-hmm. So out of all these people with these releases, is anybody going to miss, like, besides Dolph Ziggler? I know I'm not going to miss Top Dollar. But I had to slip that one back in there. I think out of all these releases, I think the one I'll probably miss the – okay, not even going to say miss. It's just like I wish they would have probably did something with his character. And that's Mustafa.
Mustafa Ali?
Yeah. I wish they kind of – I wish they would have figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this also goes – there's blame on him as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wish there was something. I just feel like there was something. I just feel like y'all forced a lot of stuff on him. Like, when y'all brought him back to NXT, we knew damn well he was not going to be no type of champion there, except probably
That's the problem is he could have been because he literally was slated at NXT No Mercy next weekend. He was in the match with Dominic Mysterio. He was literally already booked to face Dominic Mysterio for the North American title.
They slid that one right.
Yeah, and so it's like, now what? It's going to be Dragon Lee and Dominic again.
Yeah, now what? But also when I look at it, I'm like, okay, now did y'all do that release because it's like, all right, like he wants it, or is it because like y'all really?
That's crazy. I mean, yeah. I mean, I honestly forgot. That he was on the list. He has, yeah. I honestly forgot he got released because it just didn't make that much sense at all.
Yeah.
But one for me, as we're sticking with NXT, is Dana Brooke. That, you know, not. I can't say I'm shocked, just because of the way the WWE universe treats her. Like she's for so long, she's supposed to be a baby face, and she's being booed as of recently. The crowd boos her literally every time she steps in the rings. But like. You could see the story playing out. Like, they were finally writing a story for her to turn heel. It was slowly getting there. I think a little too slow, obviously, now that she's already released.
I'm not even going to lie. I fell off of her a little bit after her and Charlotte was not, like, a little fraction. I just feel like they didn't treat her like the other ones. It's like, I'm not going to say a China-type wrestler with her, but I thought we was going to get that type of Beth Phoenix type of wrestler, and we didn't get that from her. So it's just like, I feel like y'all putting a lot of gimmicks, that 24/7 title. I've hated anybody who's been in a set what's his name? I'm mad. I forgot his name. Dancing all the time, black dude. What's up?
Oh, what? R-Truth.
Yes, damn.
R-Truth.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Sorry to the viewer.
Yeah. R-Truth.
Like, that was the only one that, he's the only one who made sense for that.
Yeah.
Like, all right, man,
yeah.
You got it almost every day. We get it. You're 129-time champion.
Right.
So, yeah, actually, talking about him, was like, dang, thought WWE would have slipped the release.
Yeah, the thing, you can't, he's someone, I don't want to say he's untouchable, but there would have been a lot of frustrated fans, because he is like, he's so over with fans. Like, he could just pop up out of nowhere and they love him. They love singing along to a song. Like, I don't know if that's one you gotta let ride until they retire.
All right. Yeah, like, all right, man, we're gonna pay you.
All the charity work he puts in, like, nah.
I mean,
but other than that, there was no really surprises. I really, you know, I still hate to see people's jobs you know, up for grabs. And but at the end of the day, like I said, it's not the end for some of them. Some of them, it may be the end.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that Top Dollar will get another wrestling gig. I think he was...
Backyard wrestling. I'm sorry.
He has no athleticism. There's nothing. I mean, maybe AEW takes a chance on him just because he's a big dude.
So let me stop being a jackass to him right now. I just felt like WWE, first off, you put him out there way too early.
Yeah, no training, no, clearly, because he was not ready.
So that's why I think I've always been frustrated with him, because of WWE. They put him out there too early. Mm-hmm. I was confused. Like the product y'all put out there is just horrible right now. I was like, wait, y'all thought this was a main roster guy?
Yeah.
Like, literally, all the people you should have.
I said from the very beginning they should have put them on NXT when they came back.
Yeah, that was a horrible move.
Yeah.
And now y'all kind of messed up their careers by doing that.
But thoughts and prayers out to everybody that lost their jobs from WWE. I know it's a tough time, but some of them will bounce back. There's a lot of different wrestling companies out there, and I'm sure, like Dolph Ziggler, I'm sure this isn't the last we're going to see him. Mustafa Ali, for sure. There's no way he's done.
It's not even like we won't see a comeback.
Dana Brooke either. This ain't the last we're going to see of her. Probably Emma. Madcap Moss. Not the last time.
I'm glad you mentioned her, Emma. I liked her over the last few years. Mm-hmm. I was really hoping for a good comeback, but they couldn't do nothing. So it's just like, okay, now she's about to get married too, old boy.
Yep.
So let them live their life.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you tried.
Now, yeah.
Y'all can make way more money outside of WWE.
Easily. So, yeah, not the end for them, but, you know, thoughts and prayers still out to them, because now they got to find a job, which is hard to do in today's world, especially you know, as an entertainer, and in wrestling, it's not, you know, while we may think that some of these people are capable of getting another job in other wrestling companies, mm-hmm. sometimes it don't work out. No, so
like, hey, sometimes their ticket might just be way too big for a person. So it's like they're not willing to take anything less.
But somebody later on in the podcast, we do got to talk about somebody that is going to be leaving AEW because their contract is up and will be in WWE.
Can't wait for that.
Big hint. We will get to that later. But while WWE is releasing superstars, we did get a big, big surprise that we have not been able to talk about, at least for the last couple of weeks. We were supposed to talk about it, but just a random episode of SmackDown in Denver.
Like, Denver, out of everybody.
Out of everywhere. No WrestleMania in LA.
No.
Instead, shows up on SmackDown.
With a nice little fit on.
The great one.
The people's champ.
Returns. Woo. Home.
The people's champ.
Home. First reaction, Drew.
Chills.
Yes.
Literally. I even talking about it right now. It's kind of weird. I ain't never had chills just thinking about something like this. It was like one of those moments. You hear that music come on. I'm just like, whoa, shit. No, it's somebody playing around. It's somebody. It's about to be Dolph Ziggler coming out here for real and go out to piss us off. And then when you see him walk out, you like, you're literally just a fan. So your heart kind of just drops. You're like, oh, shit, he's in the building. Like, you about to.
Crazy.
What
could you imagine
here?
Being there?
Oh, no.
And there was like no. I mean, he was on College Game Day.
Yep.
I think it was the following Saturday. Day. So, like,
he was everywhere.
Yeah. And so, like, it was already reported that he was going to be there. But you still have that small doubt because
you don't trust some.
You don't trust some of the sources, bro. You still got that doubt where it's like, nah, he ain't gonna show up. Not on SmackDown. It'd be a bigger platform, right?
He
gotta
be Raw.
Gotta be Raw or a big pay per view, right? Raw Rumble, WrestleMania.
Here's the messed up thing. Y'all know we was out for these Friday night football games.
Yeah, you waited until the.
So I get the message and the notification, and I'm just like, maybe it's a lie. I go to the. It's accidentally go to the Duddy YouTube page. Yep. I'm like, what am I doing?
Crazy.
What am I doing here? Right.
What am I doing? What am I doing?
He literally came back. So I'm very interested.
Rock Roman. What's going on. Are we getting that, or is he just September?
We're in September. WrestleMania will probably be what, April?
Yeah.
Can we see him on a full schedule like this? I'm not even wrestling. Can we see him on a full schedule making an appearance?
Or did he just come back because of the writer's strike and actor's strike?
Hell, I mean, be honest with you, hell, I would. If I was him, like, I mean, mind you, Rock has made a lot of money,
The writer's strike is about to be over. The actor's strike is still going. So we'll see how that plays out. But a lot of people
ask on Mondays and Fridays.
Right, right. So, I'm with you. Oh, I'm with you 100%.
Yeah, no, I'm.
You already know, man. He's my favorite. To me, he's the greatest of all time. So I got a
icon. Shit.
Like, I mean, you've seen it, and him, his return is exactly why. You know, when people talk Rock or Stone Cold, and everybody says, "Well, Stone Cold beat him more," and it's like, all right, well, to me, that was the measuring stick, because you compare the Rock's pop that he got on Friday from the fans compared to Stone Cold's, the Rock wins. That crowd went ballistic. And that's proof right
I almost,
there.
I almost said something. I was just gonna say, you gotta think about the Stone Cold pop at WrestleMania with him and Kevin Owens. But I was like, well, never mind. He was in his hometown.
That was
gonna happen.
Pop was gonna happen regardless.
So, yeah, I mean, when The Rock enters a room, he demands.
Let The Rock return in Miami.
Yeah. Whew.
Just picture it.
The ground gonna lift.
It's I'm telling you, that was just a normal and. And a lot of people say, well, it was a big surprise. And it's like,
I would say if he's going to go for this Roman, if we're going to get this Roman and Rock WrestleMania, this got to be the last run. I feel like you got to
show us everything.
But, hey, man, give us, like, your goodbye tour.
So the reason we didn't get this match reportedly was because The Rock was out of shape. That was the reports.
I could believe it. I mean,
did he look out of shape with that spine buster? I was going to say that spine buster looked real nice.
Which we got to go back to that injury a couple years ago with him and John Cena. So that's the only reason I say, man, heck, he probably wasn't training like he used to after an injury. Like, all right, I get hurt.
Right.
Time to get back into the gym. Like, no, it's time to get back into the writer's room and read this script.
Right.
So that's why I didn't expect him to be in shape.
Yeah, he looked good. That spine buster was good. That Irish whip was good, and we got that people's elbow.
And then him.
What more? I mean, him and Roman's matches are probably gonna be a little long because they're gonna want to play it out, kind of like Jay and Roman played out.
I hope it's not the typical Roman match where it's like it's a small start of the match.
Yeah, that's what
it's hyped towards the end. I'm like, no.
Unfortunately, that might be where it goes. It might start off like that only because The Rock. Is up there.
I need all y'all beefs to come out.
Need it all.
I need Seth to come out. I need Stone Cold.
I'm just hoping we get it. I'm just hoping it wasn't just The Rock coming back for a night, you know, just because he was already in town.
I wouldn't even.
I'm hoping it's a real thing. I'm hoping this wasn't just a surprise.
I wouldn't be mad if it wasn't a WrestleMania match.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be mad because in this time, like, heck, we've had a lot of big matches, like, I'll even go back to Roman versus Logan Paul.
Yeah.
That was a great match for Crown Jewels.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. I feel like these type of wrestlers now, they really think about the performance more than just what type of event it is. Like, no, I'm not about to give it all out because we're at Backlash or whatever.
Right.
Like, no, they really just – they give us a show now. So.
By the way, really glad we didn't get tickets like we were going to for Fastlane in Indy. We were going to dig deep. There's no reason to dig deep into it. There's nothing to really talk about.
No,
it's 2 weeks away, and there's not one match booked.
I'm not even comfortable about talking about it because I'm just like, when we checked it nothing, out, I was like,
there's nothing. Yeah, there's nothing there. It's 2 weeks away, and there's no matches. We're probably going to get the report is John Cena and LA Knight. I think you're going against Austin Theory and someone. Not completely sure. Grayson Waller, I think. I'm not completely sure where they're going, but
that match doesn't do nothing for me. Like,
no, it don't.
A lot of matches.
It don't. Now it'd be cool to see John Cena in person because I've never seen John Cena in person. No. So it'd be kind of cool to see that. But for the ticket prices for Fastlane, and there's no matches booked right now. Yeah. Things could change. You could see us pop up. But as of right now,
if I don't get a free ticket from Sean Arrett or Zach Carl, I'm not going.
It's in their name.
I don't care. I know. Everybody knows it. No, I'm saying it right now because I'm not going. Like, I feel like that's just a waste of gas going down there, bro. I'm just being completely honest.
It ain't that bad.
Like, I mean, it'd be a good Saturday. I definitely would say that it would be a great Saturday. Just knowing the people.
You don't want to miss college football for Fastlane.
Like, I don't, because this would be my first pay-per-view, if anything.
Oh, you've never been to a pay-per-view?
No, I've always been to house shows.
Oh, man.
Bro, yeah, I've been off the grid.
Yeah, we got to change that.
I haven't been to a main event since second grade, and I hate to tell you which one it was.
We got to change that. Maybe the Royal Rumble should be your first one.
No,
I think we should make that one. The Royal Rumble announced in Tampa. I know you got family down there.
Fam, shout out to my cousin Kyle.
Shout out to the fam. We might have to make that one your first. And you already know, if I go down there, I'm going to NXT. You already know what's going down.
NXT is on a Wednesday, right?
And I went to NXT Live. I didn't go to, like, the live television broadcast. I went to a house show, an NXT house show.
You was at the, I don't think I told you. You and my cousin was at the same house show that night.
You did? Yeah, you did tell me that.
I was so mad I had saw this later on Snapchat because I'm going on your Snapchat. I was like, oh, that's just dope. And then I go to my cousin's Snapchat. I was like, wait a minute. Y'all was literally across from each other, bro.
That's crazy.
I was so mad. I was like, I wish I could have met up, but like you said, once we get to Tampa, we'll definitely get to meet up.
Royal Rumble. Make it happen, cuz. I want to meet the cuz.
That's going to be a fun trip, but we can't even get into that, right?
Yeah, I think we should start planning ahead for that. That'll be fun. Everybody, and we're going to start a GoFundMe. GoFundMe page so y'all can help fund this the first pay-per-view for Drew.
Wrestleholics.
No, it's about you. I've been to a pay-per-view, so yeah. It's all about you.
Drew on the road, then. Yeah.
Drew on the road.
I'll do a vlog. I'll do it.
To the Royal Rumble.
I'll do a vlog on it.
Let's go. Right, let's go.
Cool. I'll definitely look. Y'all know I love my reels.
So is The Rock coming back? Because we've been talking about how WWE it's been missing. It's been a little lackluster, and they've been spinning their wheels pretty much since WrestleMania, I think, after Cody not winning the title. Is The Rock what WWE has been missing?
I'm not saying he's not the thing that's been missing, but it's something that we do need, a spark. It's something to keep our eyes. Well, I think it would have been more interesting to have him on Raw than SmackDown. That's probably the first ever time I've ever said that. Because if you put him on Raw, that actually brings, like, okay, let's get back over here on Mondays. Let's be honest.
Because Raw needs it more.
Yeah. Let's be honest. We're watching Friday Night SmackDown.
Right.
If we're not watching it live, we're watching what happened.
Yeah.
Raw, not too much. It's kind of dull. Let's say how it is.
Yeah, it's been dull for a long time.
Exactly. So that's the only thing I would probably change about that. Actually, now when I'm looking at it, it sucks that they got both him and John Cena on SmackDown.
Yeah, we didn't even mention John Cena coming back.
Yeah, my bad on that. So it's definitely what we needed. It's just like, how y'all going to go with it? Like, the ball's in y'all court, though. Y'all literally got this man back here when we really thought he wasn't. I didn't think he was going to come back unless it was, like, a really special appearance, let alone a wrestling match.
Yeah, I think it's hard to say what WWE has been missing, though. You know, because while they need a spark, there's one superstar that is available right now that I think WWE needs to sign.
Who are you thinking? Oh, excuse me.
So, I know... So one thing we're going to discuss, and I want to preface this, and, you know, just looking ahead to what WWE needs to do. I know CM Punk had his issues with AEW. He's an asshole.
I did not know you were going this route.
He's an asshole.
Wow.
And, you know, there's a lot of people that can't deal with an asshole.
Yeah, me.
I think WWE needs to sign CM Punk.
All right, so I'm trying my hardest not to drop the F-bomb on this podcast.
I think they need to sign CM Punk.
So, sorry, though. I do a lot of podcasts, so I drop the F-bomb on most of them. I tried not to cuss that much.
Yeah, this one
this is the one where you about to get me,
this,
bro.
This is the one where we try. You don't like the thought of CM Punk coming back? So it was something at first. You know, your first reaction is always, man, WWE don't need him. You know, they don't need him. Why would they? You know, he don't get along with Triple H. They don't like each other. Look, you can work together. How many people you work with that you didn't get along with? How many people have you worked with that you don't get along with, that you dislike, that you hate, that you wish quit every day? Lots.
That's cool.
And you still got to go to work. You still got to grab that lunch pail. You still got to go to work, man.
I put it like this. I've worked with a lot of people I didn't like. If I can say this, some of them still knew their skills.
Yeah.
And CM Punk, he looked bad at times. AEW. Like, heck, I sent you guys.
A lot of that is AEW, though, man. AEW, like, there's not, to me, the talent from WWE compared to AEW is just not. So, like, even when WWE superstars go to AEW, like, they, like Samoa Joe and MJF, that match was good. Mm-hmm. I watched that match. But, like, that's because MFJ is MJF. That's because he's a top level superstar. Like, if he could go to WWE, he would. Mm-hmm. But outside of him and anybody that's from WWE, the talent is just not there.
But I feel like with him, they put him mostly in matches where it was a decent wrestler.
A decent one.
Yeah, at least like.
Convince me that Jungle Boy.
Oh hell no!
Is a legit superstar that would work anywhere else.
Yeah, no,
I and like, I just. I think you put him in WWE, give him and let and just give him a mic, man. Give him a mic, let him cook. Give him a nice feud. Now, I'm not saying he needs to come back and dethrone Roman and all that jazz. First of all, if you bring CM Punk back, he needs to go to Raw.
This guy think he deserves a world title?
He does not. No. I mean, I'm not saying he deserves one. I'm saying if I'm WWE, I'm looking at the current product right now. And it's dying. It is thirsty. It's dying, bro. It's like the desert. It completely, especially Raw, it needs something bad.
I just feel like he is.
Bad, bro.
I feel like he's a big risk.
Like, people are turning, like, Raw's product, mm-hmm. they are really trying with Seth Rollins and Shinsuke. They are really trying, but it is not working.
Honestly, I thought they gave up on that.
It's not working. See, that's my point.
And that's the crazy thing. When I seen that he gave them another pay-per-view match.
That'll probably, yeah. Event,
I was like, yo, so Shinsuke? Sorry, y'all. My language sucks when it comes to him.
Shinsuke.
So, is he going to win this title this next one? That's because I hate that y'all double back on pay-per-views. I hate that y'all get these opportunities to these guys again for them to lose, like, badly, too. It don't be like a simple, it's like, oh, damn, they lost again to the same person?
Yeah.
What was the point of building this up? like, and don't get me wrong, y'all don't know I love Seth Rollins. Still the best wrestler in the world to me. It's just, like.
I think they are building towards him losing the title.
It has to
the
be.
Way the storyline is playing out, like, is, you know, he has back problems all of a sudden. It is being reported that he's taking a little time off. So we'll see how that goes. It's just reports.
I put it like this. I don't want to see him get screwed three times in a row because we got to go all the way back to the him and AJ Styles. Mind you, I still think AJ Styles should have won that. Still, he did. But it was the way y'all made him into a heel at that time where I feel like, all right, y'all shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
That was the wrong time to make him a heel.
Yeah, and this is the right time, I think. So far, they've handled Shinsuke's time on Raw good. But Raw as a whole needs something. It is missing. Because and obviously, if you bring CM Punk back, you bring him back heel, bro. This ain't no baby face. No, he needs to be a heel. You completely let him ride that wave of being disliked, letting people hate him, and let him cook, bro. Because on the mic, CM Punk, as soon as he comes back to WWE, he's already at the top. He is that good. He can do that anywhere. In the ring, that's going to come because he's going to be training with WWE trainers compared to what you get in AEW. Well, come on, man. That's the G Leagues, bro. Yeah. That's the G League. You're working with the Mad Ants, not the Pacers. Which in this day and age might be the same thing.
Yeah,
man. Both teams are pretty awful.
Facts,
but you get what I'm saying. You get what I'm saying.
Yes, I got
like,
you.
I think Raw and WWE, I think CM Punk is what's missing. I think you bring him to Raw, let him take the title. Or at the very least, let him be the reason. Let him be the reason why Seth Rollins is out. Let him take him out.
You've been thinking about this one, haven't you?
A little bit. Yeah. A little bit. A little bit. Now, the problem is he don't need the title. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Is he don't. Just let him come back. Let him cook. Let him get a nice feud. And let him explain why he's back. Let him eat up being the villain. Let him eat that up, bro. Like, this is a perfect opportunity. And that, first of all, you already know. If CM Punk comes back, ratings on Raw, you already know. Going through the roof. And that's what they need. Because that's the whole reason why he comes back. You don't bring him back to put him on SmackDown. That makes no sense.
And be interested to hear that theme music come through.
I'm telling you.
But I'm looking more, not even on the wrestling part now. I'm looking more on the business aspect, is or just personal.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, we don't want to hear any more BS. Like,
oh, for sure.
Arguing or
for
fighting. Sure. Like, bro, like, we, mind you, I'm not the biggest CM Punk fan, but I still would like to see him in the ring.
Yeah.
Like, AEW, I don't think I watched one match of his. I've probably watched a snippet or watched a promo. Mm-hmm. But other than that, bro, like, I was not interested because we always hear about something with you and Tony Khan, or mm-hmm. Tony Khan got to make a big statement about yeah. you. I'm sick of hearing about the negatives. Let's just, yeah. just do your job.
Do your job, bro, yeah. and shut up. No, it's so what it comes down to is, and the reason I say that WWE should sign him is not just to make WWE's product better, which I think it's missing on Raw. CM Punk's vulnerable right now. Like, dude is really legit unemployed right now. And it's not like he can go back to UFC.
Dang, you. Oh, I didn't really think about that, because when he was.
And like, what is he going to do? Go to Impact?
Nah.
Impact ain't taking no risk on him. No, yeah. no other wrestling company is gonna take a risk on this dude.
Impact ring. I mean, Impact Stadium is probably the same
as the studio.
The studio. Right?
Thank you.
Yeah, no, he's
and it's like,
that.
So you got two sides that, and I have been thinking about this because I wrote an article on it, so it's something I've been thinking about for a while. Link is in the description if y'all want to check it out. But you got two sides that are both vulnerable right now. You got WWE and Raw, a product that is dying and thirsty for something new, needs a reset button. You got a superstar, a top-level superstar that is a problem, but is unemployed and needs and wants to wrestle.
So that definitely has to.
And somebody, it's not like he's somebody that hasn't already been on the product and gave you ratings and great gave you great championship runs. You bring him back, you got two sides that are vulnerable, and you bring him back on somewhat of a quote unquote, I'm doing air quotes, nobody can see me, but mm-hmm. probationary period. Okay. Where we want no problems from you. None. We don't want no issues. We don't need you and Triple H brawling backstage. Yeah. We don't want to hear no arguments. We don't want to hear about nobody, you slapping anybody, putting anybody in chokeholds. We hear anything, you gone,
yeah,
and we will sue you.
I would definitely, while you're saying all this, this is definitely a thing with both sides. This is more with life.
Yeah.
Both of y'all going to have to put y'all pride to the side.
Absolutely.
That's literally what it is, man. Like just let y'all pride. Let's see how this goes. If it don't work out, all right, we'll box in the parking lot. We won't talk to each other no more after this.
Right. Let's fight it out. Yeah. That's what we did back in the day. But the reason, and it's a perfect time, too, because, you know, with TKO Group Holdings, the new owner of WWE, the stock is down right now after all the releases. Literally the first day they announced all of it, the stock went down. And you get CM Punk back. And first of all, TKO Holdings, you know, owns both UFC and WWE. CM Punk has been in both. So.
Damn it. I didn't know that much about
I'm telling you. Yeah, it's perfect. Man. He raises the stock. He raises the ratings on Raw, which it desperately needs.
I'm like, I hate for CM Punk to be the one.
I know. But, you know, because, like, I'm kind of torn with CM Punk. Like, there was times where I really loved CM Punk. Mm-hmm. But there's times I really did not care for CM Punk. The part where I love CM Punk was when he was the leader of the Nexus. When he was leading NXT, the young group that nobody knows anymore,
I still play that theme song every blue moon.
Yeah, but nobody remembers any. You may know Wade Barrett. Give me
Otunda,
another one. David Otunda.
Wait. Don't say it. Bray Wyatt was in this, wasn't it? Fuck, that showed my knowledge. My bad, didn't even mean to cuss on that. But,
yeah,
sure, Bray wasn't in the crew. Mm-mm. None of them dudes from Spirit Squad was, and I was after Spirit Squad. Okay, man, shut me up.
Yeah, no, but there was nobody really within that group that really. Like Wade Barrett was the star of it.
They remember they like the first version of Redemption.
Yeah, basically.
Just beat up everybody.
Basically. But I loved the storyline, though, of that, because, like, CM Punk was bringing in this, like, revolutionized. I think Ryback was in it. Remember Ryback?
I remember Ryback. I'm just trying to think, was he in it?
Yeah, he was in it. Okay. But I loved that, you know, what it was about and what it meant. You know, you got this new group of young superstars. To me, I loved it. The New Nexus was what they were called. And that was a CM Punk I enjoyed. But, like, you know, I think that's what WWE is missing right now. So I wanted to talk about it, because I think WWE is in desperate need of, you know, what do you like? You know how you jump your car? Mm-hmm. I think we got the jumper cables, which is the idea.
We need
to get it started, right? Boy. Speaking of recuperating and revamping, we got a new women's superstar back that also was in WWE, took a little time away. She returned at the Royal Rumble, surprised a lot of people. She's back now. Does she help the women's division? We are talking about the Irresistible Force, Nia Jax.
I'm not even going to lie. So once I seen that Miss Nia Jax came back, I kind of went back and forth on it. It's like, all right, so she went up in there beating up Rhea. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So what's the plan? Like, is Rhea going to, like, dominate her too? that scares me.
I don't think she's feuding with Rhea. I think because she's heel. She's clearly heel. Mm-hmm. I think she's just coming back destroying everyone in the women's division. And then a babyface is going to come out. I don't know who it's going to be, because she's on Raw, I assume, because she hasn't. I haven't seen her on SmackDown.
I've seen her on Raw.
So some baby face is gonna come out. I don't know who it's gonna be, because Becky's too involved with NXT right now.
NXT. What was her name?
Maybe Raquel. Maybe Raquel's gonna be the one that.
Okay, so even I'm kind of off a little bit subject since you mentioned her. How do you feel like she done in the past few weeks with that? Well, I'll even say, how do you think she did with that rivalry with her and Rhea?
With Raquel and Rhea?
Yeah.
I didn't think she did good at all.
Okay. Yeah. That's where I was kind of going with. I was just like, I wouldn't want to jump and give her an opportunity like that.
Yeah.
Especially, like, I mean, mind you, it's not like Nia Jax is like a pop like the Rock.
Right.
But it's still like, all right, you got to kind of respect her in a little way. Like, listen, do. Don't be giving me these
I think
people.
I think that's what this is all about. I think it's a way to, because they love Raquel. Mm-hmm. And they didn't want to give her the title because they didn't want to end Rhea's reign. I told y'all from the beginning, Rhea's going to have that title for a while. And as y'all see, it ain't going nowhere no time soon.
And kind of, like, I would at least want to feel like it's about to leave her. Like,
yeah. They gotta give her something. I think this is, with Nia Jax coming back, I think Raquel's going to be the one. I think it's a way to put her over. Because no matter what, Nia Jax is still going to come out like, I mean, she's still. I mean, it's got to be somebody to beat her. They got to be big. Like, you can't have Liv Morgan come back and beat Nia Jax
with a flip.
Yeah, like, sorry, come on. It's got to be, or her cold breaker that she does.
Yeah,
it's like you gotta. I mean, Raquel was her tag partner, so maybe Raquel helps her. But, like, I don't know. I think Raquel has got to be the one, because it's got to be a baby face, and nobody else on Raw makes any sense.
I feel like you got to, well, now you got to take it to another notch. Like, you're going to have to put her in some type of extreme match.
Yeah, to make it, yeah, yeah.
Like, I need her to, try not to cuss once again. I need to beat the hell out of her. Like, I need to beat the hell out of Nia Jax. Like, chair, kendo.
Set her on fire like Kane.
I need you to hurt her knee since everybody be hurting your knee all the time. Like, let's be for real. Like, bro. That's why I've been getting tired of everybody going for that knee. We get it. Her knee is bad, but she got to do something. Like, she got to condition her.
My knee starting to hurt looking at her getting hit on the
top. Said, do something. Set her on fire. I need something like, believable.
I'm getting tired of your knee.
Run her over with the car.
All these matches. Like, yeah, get a brace. That's why you're not winning. Lost two women championships over a knee.
Over a knee, man. Yeah. Yeah, but does Nia Jax, though, with her being back, while I think she's going to feud with Raquel eventually, you think she helps the women division? You think she is going to help it out a little bit? It needs some help.
See, so now that you said it, it sucks that this is what sucks about the brands being split. It sucks for the women's division.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you can't, you don't have that many as we think they do.
Mm-hmm.
So now that you split it up, it's just like, all right, man, you can only fight these set of women. You can't go on Fridays, and right. We already got you over here on Mondays.
Right.
So that's the only thing that sucks. I mean, I wouldn't say it boosts. It's like, all right, like I say with any character, what you going to do when this person is here? Since y'all brought her back, y'all got the idea for her.
Right.
But when y'all going to use it?
Right.
Yeah. Like, even when y'all know, I feel like they know they're going to have like a roadblock when they make these signings first day.
I tell you what, it's not going to be Raquel.
I'm cool with that. Like, I mean, I'm cool with that.
I think Raquel's going to try to stop her, and Nia Jax is going to beat her. Mm-hmm. Give her a little steam. And then somebody is going to make their debut on WWE, mm-hmm. coming over from AEW. The contract is up. They reportedly signed with WWE.
I've been kind of waiting for us to get to this. All right, yeah. Talk her up.
That's going to help build the women's division up. It's what has been missing, especially on Raw. You tell me that bringing in this superstar doesn't instantly help the women's division on Raw.
Let the WrestleHolics know her name.
That's your girl, man. What's her name?
Jay Cardio.
That's right.
Oh, man. Like, so let me even just say a little small thing about her. She wasn't my favorite when I first seen
no,
her.
No, that's why I wanted you to do it, man. She was not you wasn't on the bandwagon. It took you a minute.
No, it definitely took me a minute. And check it, last minute. Last minute, to be honest with you. Because, like, AEW put her in a position, kind of like the Oscar position, kind of like the Goldberg position.
Yep.
You're about to win every match. Mm-hmm. The thing I hated about her winning every match is the title y'all gave her.
It was like, it's basically the 24-7 championship.
It's 24-7. Hey, I put in the same, like, the European title of women.
Yeah.
It's just like, y'all got her on Friday nights at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, TNT champion. She's about to beat up everybody, but we're not going to give her the main title. Like, why? Like,
don't make
y'all
any sense.
Top woman. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love, like, wrestlers like Britt Baker out over there.
For sure.
I'm going to say her WWE name, Paige. I like them. But I feel like they didn't. Well, take that back. Britt Baker definitely deserved a title.
For sure.
Paige, I feel like Jade needed it before she did.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what sucks.
But they knew her contract was coming up, and they. Mm-hmm. I think Jade already had one foot out the door.
It had to be.
Because there's no reason why you can't tell me they couldn't come to terms on a new deal. She was already out, man. She wanted.
I feel like they didn't give her that respect.
No. Like, and she knew it.
Y'all put her in a position to be respectful.
Yeah.
But y'all didn't respect her when it came up to contract day. Just like the NFL, like running backs.
Yep, same thing.
They doing all this work, but now they not getting
nobody want to give them the love.
And like, in a way, you could say she did have that at least a piece of that women's division on notice.
Yeah.
I mean, y'all just, I don't, it's just weird how AEW did her.
Yeah, it was weird.
And even with me talking about it, it's crazy how I got so much respect for her right now. It's ridiculous. I didn't have none of it. So I was like, bro,
this is the best I've heard you talk about her.
Yeah, no.
Ever.
I'm like,
it's about time.
I follow on Instagram now. That's how far
it's about. Wow. Yeah. It's about damn time.
Last
bro.
Week, I swear to God.
It's about damn time.
So I want to see her in WWE. Like, I want to see her achieve. That's something new.
Wrong. Yeah,
that's the new. I don't like. I'm we love to see everybody.
And
come
I also
back.
Hate that people are already. Yeah, we get Bianca Jade at WrestleMania. Let her build. We don't need not yet.
Nah, I don't want to see that.
Come on. Yeah, let her find herself, man. Because if we rush it, then it's not going to be as good as we want it to be.
It's going to be forced.
It's going to be forced. We ain't going to feel it. Oh, it ain't going to hit the same.
I can see them playing them, like, doing the sister act type
of thing. Yeah, like, nah, man, let it play out. Let her do her thing. We can wait a year. Like, you telling me they just going to sign her for a year? Nah, man. It's going to be a long-term deal.
Oh, never mind. We kind of just said, like, we want to see her on the main roster. I was like,
for sure. Yeah, I hate. I've been seeing people talk about, yeah, she should start on NXT. Why?
Nah.
Why? I mean, it needs it. Mm-hmm. Especially because it looks like Tiffany, she's about done.
What, in general? Or
just... with NXT. Okay. I think Tiffany is on, like, especially after seeing her match with Becky, bro, mm-hmm. she is way too good for NXT.
Gotcha.
Way past.
At times for NXT.
Like, I would argue she's more main roster ready right now than Melo is.
Ooh, that's saying a lot.
It is. But, bro, I'm assuming you haven't watched her match with Becky yet.
I watched a snippet of it. I
man. Man.
Not even just y'all. A lot of people talk well about her, so I definitely got to tap in with
man.
Her. I was just going to try to go back.
It's going to need it. It's going to need Jade. Mm-hmm. But she's too. It's too big.
It's something I go back with AJ Styles when he came back like a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it was a consideration of putting him into NXT, but it was like more like, no, we're gonna put you right out there.
Yeah.
And he was like, man, listen, I come from Impact for all these years.
Yeah.
Now it's different because now I gotta learn on the ropes about like what cameras to look at and whatnot. Like, there's a lot to it. So that's why I would have said put Jade in there. But at the same time, I'm just like, man, hey, you carried yourself all the way through AEW. Yeah. So I was just like, no, you don't need that training. I feel like she could probably do it on the fly as well. I just hope anything she does, like promo-wise, is not forced on us.
Yeah.
That's the only thing.
Yeah, the reason I say you need to put her on the main roster, first of all, needs it desperately. And second of all, there's nobody really in NXT for her to feud with. I mean, there's nothing really there for her that's going to elevate her. You bring her in, you got to elevate her right away. Otherwise, people are going to get impatient.
I ain't gonna lie. If Mandy Rose was still here, that would have been a good time.
Perfect.
At least that roster.
Perfect, right there.
Mandy.
Yes.
That would have been a good time to have her. But now it is dry.
Yeah. And it's two parties that need it desperately. Mm-hmm. She's already signed. She's ready to go. She's already been training down there. Raw needs her. They need another baby. She's going to be baby face.
I'm not even thinking about it. I'm just like, man, I just want to see her do so well now.
Yeah.
I feel like no one has really said it, but it's underestimate you coming from AEW.
Yeah. And I think, and you let her build herself for a year or so, and then next year, WrestleMania, you get her, Bianca,
I might be wrong.
Year later.
I might be wrong when I say this, but do you think she's the version of what we thought Raquel was going to be?
Ooh.
I just thought about that. I was just like, bro.
Ooh.
Like, I really thought we kinda was going to get something like that with Raquel.
They want her to be. That's what they want her to be, yeah. Raquel just needs character. Her in the ring is okay. She just has no character, man. It's just, there's like, nothing there. There's like nothing.
I'm a jerk, but I'm getting tired of seeing your back dimples.
Yeah, it's, nah, it's
I don't
not.
Get it, to be honest.
There's no character there, and it's really unfortunate. That's my problem with a lot of the bigger superstars. Mm-hmm. So I think Jade and Nia Jax both coming back, I think that instantly helps Raw because SmackDown is so much, their women's division is so much better right now than any other company, like any other show at all. So SmackDown is going to be balanced. Raw is going to be balanced now because then they'll have Nia Jax, you got Raquel, you got Rhea, you got Liv Morgan coming back, you got Jay now, Becky Lynch, solid.
Oh, they're going to be on Jay Dax.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to be on her. Yeah, they're going to be on her. They like.
Though because you got, what's the six? And then SmackDown, you got EO, Charlotte, Bianca, Asuka. Ooh, it's more balanced. Got Bayley, Dakota Kai.
I'm Survivor Series. Now, I'm telling you.
It might be too soon. It might be too soon for that. But no, because that could be, because it's not like.
It's not like Cruz.
I'll tell you what, if Jay's in it, we going.
Where's it going to be?
Chicago.
Damn it. You got me right there.
Yeah.
You got me right
if
there.
Jay's in it, we going.
Okay.
I'm gassing up the whip.
Okay.
You getting tickets?
Chicago? Yeah.
Yeah, we rolling.
Ooh, I like that one. I give you that with Dedrick.
If she's in it, we rolling. But I think the women's division is definitely on the way. I think the combination of Nia Jax and Jade, I think, are both going to help the women's division. And I think we finally will get an improved and balanced women's roster across the board on WWE.
Okay. I mean, I feel you on that one. It just, I feel like now, look, the podcast will be kicking up now because of these changes. So there's definitely going to be a lot of content coming.
And we're going to keep on it. I know we missed Kurt this episode, but we're going to bring him back. And we were going to talk the Bloodline storyline and kind of give an update on that, how we feel, how it's going. You got main event Jey Uso on Raw now. You got Jimmy still fighting with Solo on SmackDown. But we'll save that for next episode when we got our boy Kurt back. We cannot talk Usos without Kurt.
Yeah, so let's talk about the Street Profits and we're here. No, I'm just playing.
I was going to say, you want to do that without Kurt?
Yeah, I just want him to hear that.
Boy, he'll be heated.
Oh, yeah, Montez.
We got to say that. But we still got a lot of content to get to, y'all. Thank you for listening to this episode. And, of course, shout out to Kurt, man. We'll bring you back on the next episode. We'll save the Street Profits and Usos chat for when you can return, brother.
Yep. Thank you for listening to the Wrestleholic Podcast. Make sure to follow us on The Falling, Instagram, Facebook. We on Twitter, TikTok. I definitely got to get back on the TikToks. But heck, we ain't been recording. We definitely getting back to that. Shout out to our sponsors, MVP Bowling Lines. Make sure to go tap in with there. Shout out to the Kaiser Lounge. We got a lot going on, man. So appreciate y'all for listening, man. This has been the Wrestleholics Podcast, and we'll get with y'all soon.